Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who could say it better than a former Al-Qaeda operative? A book has just come out called Agent Storm, My Life Inside Al-Qaeda and the CIA. This is a Danish man that we're going to make this all available to you on the VFN Torch. And don't forget about our green room. Our green room is going to have a lot of different things available for all of our partners out there. But this man was one that went around in radical jihadists. He knew all of the leaders, and including the Al-Qaeda operative that was killed by America in Yemen. Remember the stuff that was going on there? And but here's this man sold out to follow Muhammad, sold out to what he perceived was God, Allah. He went to radical training to train in the remote areas and get educated. And it's all about education and scholarism. And he was sold out. And people so often would think, well, that's just useless. It's not going to, there's no hope. Mm-hmm. But there is hope. The hope is Jesus Christ, because this man, Morton Storm, found Christianity, and he realized through this encounter with Christianity that it was all untrue. Everything in the Quran was not true. But the question he's being asked in this interview, you got the whole interview on the VFN Torch about his book, and she's asking him, you know, what do we do with all these Americans that are going over here to fight for ISIS and this caliphate? You know, what do you think we should do since you were able to be redeemed? You know, what should we do with these? And this is his, it's going to be kind of maybe difficult to hear, but you can hear, hopefully get close to your televisions or radios and listen. But, you know, what, and watch. And so the video, the audio and the video doesn't line up because he was doing this interview over Skype from United Kingdom because for some reason they weren't letting him travel. And
wonder why.
But the answer, I remember, let her ask the question herself and you can hear. This is so important. So listen up. We're thinking about what's going on now.
So much. I'm just wondering, I thought it was interesting. I know we all got a little laugh about when you were talking about that you wanted to have bacon and kind of that you're not a Muslim anymore. But I'm just wondering, you know, now that you seem to be kind of, you know, living a different lifestyle, I'm wondering what you chalk up those experiences to and your, you know, quest for jihad and that period of your life. Do you think of it as a phase? You know, how do you think about these things now? And I'm wondering if when we're looking towards all of the Westerners that are going to Iraq and Syria and joining jihad, what lessons should we take from the ability to re-indoctrinate these people, that maybe this is just a phase they're going through and maybe the international community can stop that? Because you certainly don't espouse that type of ideology now. Thank you.
That's very, very good question as well, and it's very important to the current threats that the whole world is facing at the moment. I mean, we're not only facing it in the West, China. We discovered a Chinese ISIS fighter being caught in Iraq. So it's not only us up here, no, it's also in the East. So so what we can do, and for myself, it was a matter of. It was a matter of faith, because I think the reason why it was easy for me to change was because I lost my faith. I discovered, I questioned, I found out that what I was upon was false. I'm not talking about it was a wrong ideology within Islam. No, I actually totally lost my faith in Islam. And so for that, it was easy for me to do this or to change. Other people who might have to be de-radicalized, there are programs that might be created soon. I haven't seen any ones that is quite useful, but what I think we should do is to obviously do that the hate preachers such as Omar Bakri and also Abu Hamza al-Misri and Abu Qatada and these people are facing justice and becoming an example to other imams out there, so they will not preach that hatred and that danger. So if we could prevent that by doing so, and also reaching out to the Muslim communities and give the youth, the youngsters, some kind of hope, and make them feel welcome in the society. But saying that, our current threat is that those who are already in Iraq or in Syria with those groups, and then prevent them coming back to the Western countries. Once they've been there, I believe that they have all committed crime against humanity.
That's so important. So he's saying, don't let them back in your country because they've committed crimes against humanity. This is a former jihadist that realized that he lost his faith, total faith in the Quran and Islam, because he realized it was not true. And imagine this, that a jihadist believed the scriptures. Now imagine if the church begins to believe the scriptures. And what happened when you hear him talk about a bacon and a beer, because the CIA would not work with him. They still thought maybe he wasn't, you know, wasn't
genuine.
But if you are Islamic, you're not going to have alcohol and you're not going to eat pork, which is just a really wise thing, by the way, for those that are figuring out how to protect people and prevent, you know, things from happening. But understand that once he did, they knew that he was definitely what he said he was, that he would not. And he had to particular prove that point to him. 80, he said that the way to stop it is all the hate preachers, the ones that are preaching these imams that are preaching hate. And reports are that Colleen, who just lost her head in Oklahoma from a particular man who beheaded her, went to a mosque that preached this kind of hate. He was on a Fox News last night, one of the members were, that was saying that they were sent back to listen, and he was speaking these things and supporting these kind of mindsets.
Wow.
And reports are, according to a Fox News interview, that 80% of mosques in America do what Agent Storm was saying. That's the way to stop it. And secondly, like what's happening with the, according to the Alan Colmes show, when the CARE leaders, 120 Muslim scholars, stood up and said, what's happening with this ISIS is not, it's wrong, it's evil, and we shouldn't have anything to do it. Things like that, we can all get together, and as a nation, we can function under the Constitution, and, you know, any faith that you just don't break my leg or rob from me, as they said when they're doing it. But the jihadist mindset and what's taking place will not work. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the only way to God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.